This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. American composer Richard Daniel Poor has been composing for more than 25 years. In December, his 100th commission, a book of 12 etudes for piano, will be premiered at Vanderbilt University. He says it's difficult to remember all the works he's composed over the years. However, he'll never forget the composition he considers to be his first opus. It's a piece he wrote in 1988 titled First Light.
It's because it's the first time that I wrote a piece that sounded more like myself and less like everybody else.
First Light was first recorded in 1991 by Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony, and that recording, which also features his Symphony No. 3 and his triptych The Awakened Heart, has just been reissued on Naxos Records. Richard Daniel Poor has very vivid memories of the night First Light had its premiere.
I remember that night just about everybody who was a composer to be reckoned with or an important musician on the contemporary music scene was at that concert. It was intimidating and nerve-wracking to be there that night. But it started a whole chain reaction of events, which led to my signing a contract with G. Schirmer, an exclusive contract, which really lasted for 20 years.
Daniel Poor says it's not surprising that the rhythmic quality of First Light is reminiscent of works by Russian composer Igor Stravinsky.
The difference is that a lot of that music has also with it the influence of rock music. I and other composers like Chris Rouse, Michael Dougherty is another one. We were some of the first to be influenced in our music by rock music. In that way, there is that place where what you hear in Stravinsky, the rhythmic vitality and the rhythmic language of Stravinsky, the place where that and rock music intersects is probably where you would find me in my mid-30s.
So I asked Daniel Poor which rock group had the greatest influence on him.
Beatles were very, very important, still are. I listen to them all the time, and you know, I can't really imagine being a composer without having first fallen in love with that music as a very young person.
If you listen closely, he says you can hear influences of the Beatles in several of his works, including his 1990 medieval triptych, An Awakened Heart. According to Daniel Poor, these three pieces also have a visual component.
There's always a kind of visual element that is accompanying what I do. And my mother, who's still alive, God bless her, is a sculptor who's still working at the age of 76. You know, I think I grew up with visual art and with that kind of orientation. So I was, in a sense, thinking about a triptych, a set of three musical paintings that would be both independent but interrelated.
The final movement, My Hero Bears His Nerves, is based on a Dylan Thomas poem.
When I wrote that piece, I started to see the difference between a choice that can be made in life, which is to either live as consciously as possible toward being real, toward being authentic in, you know, whatever way one can, or to just sort of live with a kind of persona or mask. I think the first one works better for me.
Richard Daniel Poor says being authentic is really hard work, but that's not something he's afraid of. With more than 100 compositions to his credit and several new ones slated to premiere this year, he seems to thrive on it. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.